Hey, what's going on, Protein Shake? It's your boy Jerry, the TRX for Washington. And today is going to be a little bit of a different format change for you. We're going to go right into the episode today. No intro, no outro. We're just going to go right into the episode. Give you that music, intro music. We already heard that. Now we're just going to get right into the episode. So yeah, today I'm in the basement as usual, recording this episode here, but it's kind of like a mini episode. It's going to be really short. I'm going to be talking just real quick today about your workouts and your tracking of your progress. Like I said, it's going to be a real quick one because at the end of the day, tracking the progress in your workouts is important, but when it comes to tracking the progress in your life, it's even more important. With one caveat. If you're tracking your failures, that is absolutely the no-no. That's something that you don't want to be doing. In everyday life, you don't want to be tracking your failures. Just like in the gym, you don't track how many times you missed a rep. You just track, you do 3 sets of 10 or 2 sets of 8. You count out how many reps you did, and you try and you see how much intensity you put it at. In other words, you put on the reps, and you put on how many sets of those weights you did. And in real life, you put on the challenge, you know, whatever the challenge actually is, you put on the actual repetitions or times you're gonna challenge yourself in doing that, and then you're gonna put down you're gonna think about the success. Now, the thing about why you don't write down your failures, or you don't really consider your failures in real life, is because they don't matter. You know, for most people, when you think about your success, it makes you happy. When you think about your failures, it makes you sad, and it makes you not want to do stuff. It makes you a little bit depressed, and it makes you feel some type of way about the things that you're doing. So, as for me, and hopefully for you too, don't even worry about your failures, because you're going to have a lot of them. In life, you're going to have a lot of failures, because look, we're human, we make mistakes, and we're not perfect. So at the end of the day, if you want to be perfect, well, then you're going to have to not do anything at all. That's how you can perfectly do everything right, by not doing anything. Because you'll never lose, right? So at the end of the day, look, failure is going to happen. Don't dwell on it. Just do the next thing. I've had that happen quite a few times in my lifetime, where I'm just kind of like, I do something, and then I dwell, and I dwell, and I dwell, and then I find out I'm dwelling so much that I'm like affecting the next thing that I'm trying to do. So I'm just trying to tell you, look, Broham, at the end of the day, you are great who you are. You're going to be better if you decide to not think about those things in the past, because those always hold you back. Even sometimes the good times, because sometimes you can get too big-headed. And you'll be like, I can do that. So, at the end of the day, don't worry so much about your past. You know, think about what you can achieve in the future. And set good goals for yourself. You know, obviously goal setting is important, but set good goals for yourself. Goals are set in the future, not in the past. Something very important to remember. All right, so that's what I got for you today. As I said, just a really quick one. Just want to throw out just a quick thought for you on this Monday, afternoon. I'm making it a little bit shorter because today I was trying to see if I could, like, you know, actually get this podcast out at a decent time. But anyways, but real quick though, all right. So before we leave on out of here, I just want to let you know that if you're in the Ballykinwood area and you want to train with me, there is a way you can do it for free. Train for free with me, but just only one time. I can't do it all the time because I got bills to pay. And obviously, you know, you got to pay something or else, you know, you don't value it. That's how anything works. You know, sometimes it's good to get value out of something for free, but like in terms of like something like training and stuff like that, you have to put some skin in the game, because if you don't put skin in the game, then you don't really value it. And if you don't really value it, then at the end of the day, you're not going to get the results, and then you're going to be like, oh, that Jerry, he's whack. Even though he gave me these free sessions, I ain't even getting any good shape. Meanwhile, we got people who are paying regular price and are like, I don't know what you're talking about. So yeah, we're going to have you put some skin in the game after you do your one free session with me in the boot camp. So I have a boot camp every Wednesday and Friday, 6 a.m. It's over at the Barmouth Trailhead, and that is the Kinwood Heritage Trail for all you in the Ballykinwood area. Also, on Saturday mornings, we have this new thing called a yoga class. It's Jerry Yoga. It's not really yoga, and it's not really like my normal workout, so we call it Jerry Yoga or Joga. And to get access to any of those classes, all you have to do is shoot me an email, info at jerryfitnessgeneral.com. info@generalfitnesscompany.com and let me know that you are coming, and then you will have a password. I'll give you the password right away, because if you forget to email me, or if I don't get the email in time for you to like show up to class, I want you to still be able to come to class. So the password, the secret code, yeah, buddy, keep the secret code. I know, isn't that kind of fun? It's like a speakeasy. So the secret code is keep good company today. You can only use that code once. And remember, I'll know who you are, because you have to fill out like a form and stuff like that so you can jump in. But anyways, keep good company today. That's the password to get you a free session training with me and our good company at General Fitness Company Boot Camps and Yoga. So yeah, I'd love to see you out there. Hey, if you don't make it out there anytime soon, I'd love for you to at least give us a rating or review on iTunes. 1 star or 5 star, doesn't matter. All I need from you is just a little bit of feedback, because, you know, every little bit of feedback is oxygen for the fire that is this podcast. Hey, I really appreciate you listening. I'm heading out the door. I hope you have a good rest of your week. If you don't, well, I guess that's your fault. No, I'm playing. No, but for real, though, I hope you have a good rest of your week. Check back in with us tomorrow, or check back in with me tomorrow for episode for our normally regularly scheduled program. Thanks for listening, and as always, keep good company.